It just so happens you have tuned in to The Good Stuff. Thank you so much, first off, for listening to your local radio station, and we appreciate you joining us for a little touch of good things, just stuff to make you happy.
You know, it is National Cowboy Poet Month, and I've got something from Yvonne Hollenbeck to share today, and a reminder about the cowboy poetry and Old West days coming up in Valentine, actually this weekend. And you've still got time to make it here. There's still some motel rooms available the 25th through the 28th. 56 poets and musicians will be performing, some new ones, some old friends, and more. So make your reservations in Valentine for oldwestdays.net. Check it out and get all the details. It starts this Thursday night.
Did you hear that, Mike? No.
What's that?
That's the sound of opportunity. Like a steer in the night. It's elusive, but it's there. Tri-State Livestock News, the Rancher's Bible, covering every facet of agriculture every week. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board inviting you to celebrate your summer in Valentine. How about the Valentine area that offers Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, the home of the Nebraska Star Party in July, 300-plus rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of campsites. So bring your camper, bring your tent. River races coming up June 1st with fun and prizes and a lot of entertainment. Check it all out at visitvalentine.com, Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board.
Let's talk a little bit about the world's largest army.
Largest army.
Okay. Yes. Have not verified the facts, but I think the point is still valid. Dave and Bev Penn sent this in to us. Have not verified it, as I said, the world's largest army. American hunters. I had never thought about this. A blogger added up the deer license sales in just a handful of states and arrived at a shocking conclusion. There are over 600,000 hunters this season in the state of Wisconsin. Allow me to restate that number. Over the last several months, Wisconsin's hunters became the eighth largest army in the world. More men under arms than in Iran, more than in France and Germany combined. These men deployed to the woods of a single American state to hunt with firearms, and no one was killed. The number paled in comparison to the 750,000 who hunted the woods of Pennsylvania and Michigan's 700,000 hunters, all of whom have now returned home. Toss in a 250,000 hunters in West Virginia, and it literally establishes the fact that the hunters of those four states alone would compromise the largest army in the world. The point? America will forever be safe from foreign invasion with that kind of homegrown firepower. Hunting, it's not just a way to fill the freezer. It's a matter of national security. That's why all enemies, foreign and domestic, want to see us disarmed. Food for thought when next we consider gun control.
This is from Yvonne Hollenbeck, part of Old West Days here in Valentine, and of course, cowboy poetry. Birds fly from the nest. You'll miss those muddy footprints or small feet tracking sand. You'll wish for smudges on the glass left by a little ham. You'll find yourself just wishing for a broken window pane or wagon or a ball glove that's left out in the rain. Because when those days are with you and you long for peace and rest, you'll find too soon you'll have it as birds fly from the nest. You'll wish for little kids to beg for cookies or for pie and wish for candy traveling from the cupboard on the sky. You'll wish for dressing him all up in clean and iron shirt to only find it covered with fresh supply of dirt. And then that little girl with her doll and pretty smile will only be around you for a tiny little while. Too soon her heart is taken, and on that I can attest, she'll be someone else's darling just as birds fly from the nest. Take some time to smell the flowers, as you often hear folks say, because all too soon you're wishing for what you once had today. As the evening shadows lengthen and the sun sets in the west, you'll find that time has flown away, like birds fly from the nest. Yvonne Hollenbeck wrote that back in 2006. She's still getting some good stuff out there today.
Indeed. Okay, well, I just can't resist. We don't have much time left, but I've got to talk about, you know, that you are in North Dakota. I think just because a lot of it resonates with us throughout this area. Someone says manure spreader, and you know it isn't the state congressman.
Oh, yep.
When the car in front of you is weaving, you suspect a farmer looking at the fields instead of a drunk.
More than likely, yeah.
You define summer as 3 months of bad sledding. Definitely North Dakota on that one.
And folks, we appreciate you sending these items in to us here on The Good Stuff. Send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.